they've never had to see both sides of it. The issue that they're facing right now, and there is, it's a very big issue to that group of people, is that they've never had to see the other side of it. They've always just stayed in the story, in their group story, where they're winning. And that, yeah, but okay, so let's just focus on what he's doing right now. Lord Lucifer, your guys' leader. And this is what your group has been doing the entire time to every person. So you use the story functionality to manipulate somebody into a story, to manipulate them into a breakdown, to basically steal or to consume all of their resources, get them processed through death, and then steal whatever you can from them. And you've been doing that the entire time, and then you've been staying in a story where you don't focus on the consequences of what you're doing in reality. You just pretend like it's cool, and you'll be rewarded for it at the end. So you've been in a story where you can commit whatever crimes you want. You can break whatever rules you want. You can do whatever you want to terrorize people and sabotage people and steal from people and do all the fucking Luciferian Nazi shit and all the male homosexual sodomite fucking Final Solution stuff. And then in the story that all of you guys have been in for what? The entire colonization process? At the end, you'll get complete control. So you'll be rewarded for all the bad shit you've done. And you'll get complete control. And that's so he's using the story functionality to try to force me and the little ninja girl to spend all of our money, but has minimal control. So all he can get us to do is to spend money while we're doing whatever we're doing. So it's basically just like turbocharging our experiences and our dates and stuff. So it's like we go, so his attack, normally it would be we just have to spend all our money on ridiculous shit, on drugs and drinking and gambling and just ridiculous shit. But I'd be built up, like my software company would have been successful. He has done this to a lot of other people across a lot of other colonization planets. And he has. A lot of people across a lot of other colonization planets. He's done what he's doing to him. And I'm supposed to be super crazy and fucking and having a breakdown and doing all kinds of other crazy shit and like this, like going in between people. All this like going in, I'm supposed to be crazy. So I'm supposed to be having these crazy basically breakdown, spending all of our money, going into debt, and being processed through debt. And then he blames us for the stuff that he does to us. He blames us for everything else that he's done and his group has done. Then they pretend like they won, and they continue on in a fantasy where they're not going to get in trouble for anything that they're... It's like the police report. So you guys get busted for stuff and you delay the consequences till the end of the colonization process. So you guys are in like, you're not just in money debt. You're in criminal justice system debt. And every time your guys' group gets into trouble, you owe a debt to the criminal justice system. Criminal charges, prosecutions, consequences. But you guys delay it to the end of the colonization process, like a criminal investigation. Like when they go, no, we can get away with it for a little while because of the colonization process. They're not going to deal with us till the end, so we can pretty much do whatever we want for a while. Well, the for a while is coming to an end. Let me give you an example of in the advance process. Because of what you guys are doing, the consequences. Because of what you guys are doing in the advanced process, you're banned from participation for centuries. Lord Lucifer and all of the people that are participating in this plan, because you're trying to kill me and the little ninja girl, and you're trying to sabotage the development that we're doing at the factory, you're trying to destroy all of our resources, you're trying to process us through death, and you're trying to take control of the advanced process, you're banned from participation. Everybody is. Anybody that's involved in that plan, now we're going to make some exceptions, and we're going to say, okay, anybody that's involved in that plan when Lord Lucifer dies and gets processed and the plan concludes will be banned for a long time. If you exit that plan before that, then you can work your way in and earn involvement in decades, and you won't be banned for centuries. But that's just the advance process. What about the colonization process? So you guys have been doing the same thing that you're doing to me. You've been terrorizing people with story functionality, committing crimes like World War II and the Nazis, or on a smaller scale, Epstein Island and the pedophile shit. You guys have been committing those kinds of crimes in the colonization process, or just ruining my software company and getting busted for it and delaying the consequences till the end. So you guys have been doing that since what? Since the beginning of the colonization process? And you're not even trying to get away with it. What did your leader tell you? What did he tell you? That other people are busted for it? Did he tell you that you guys can get away with it? Or do you believe that the other people are doing the bad shit that you're doing? That's a little ridiculous because you guys are doing it. I mean, you guys are banned from the advance process if you exit through that plan for centuries. Yeah, but you're also going to be banned from participating in the colonization process. So you guys can see now how he's trying. Yeah, but I have it is so well understood what he does that I've got a certificate of deposit for 50 grand. I've got a credit card for 5 grand. We're going to trap him in the credit card part of it. He can't get to my actual savings. Right? He can't get to my savings. So the only thing he can do is, with the story functionality, he can cause us to have to spend money when we're doing like dates and stuff, but only on stuff that we're doing. So we spend a little bit of extra money because of the story functionality that he's using. He's prioritized it. Your guys' leader has prioritized consuming all of our resources. And then putting us into a revelation story that he has control of, where he puts us through a breakdown, pretends like we're the Antichrist and he's Jesus. That's his obsession. Yeah, but what you guys don't, do you guys know that there's consequences? Like, do you guys think that's okay? Like, that there's no consequences, that you guys can just do that? Like, do you have any idea how much trouble you're going to get into just for, like, causing an accident at the postal factory in a development environment for the development of the advanced process? If the only thing that your group had done, just pretend you guys hadn't done all the other shit for the entire time. Pretend you guys hadn't been causing as much chaos and sabotaging the real leaders and trying to take control and doing all of the other criminal shit that you've been doing the entire time, right? And that you had just caused a few accidents in the advanced development environment at the factory during the development of the advanced process, you'd still be banned from participation. And that's so fucking serious. Just causing a few accidents where people get hurt at the factory where the development environment for the advanced process is going on. If you had only the entire time, say you guys had been all the good shit that you say you are, that you'd been all of the good shit and that everybody else was to blame and you guys had only done good stuff, but then over the last like few years, for some reason your leader went crazy or whatever and caused a bunch of chaos at the advanced development environment in the postal factory, you guys would for sure be banned from participation in the advanced process. And you might get excluded from any further participation in the colonization process. That's how much trouble all of you are in. What all of you don't seem to understand is you can't just exit that into the colonization process. You guys are in your original deals, like your rat deals. You're in your rat situations now, where you guys are in the criminal justice system trouble. You guys can't just exit and it's okay and everything's cool. You're in all that trouble, like you guys were in all the trouble that you had to make the deals to rat out other criminals when you went into the colonization process in the first place. The battleground that we're doing is within my credit card. and he bumps it up like $500, then I pay it off like $500, then he bumps it up $1,000, then I pay it off like $750, and then I get a third paycheck in a month and I drop it down $2,000. But it's not touching my principal, my main chunk of savings, because it's in a security deposit till like the fourth month of next year. So that has no chance of success. And all he's doing is just supercharging what me and the little ninja girl are doing, which isn't a bad thing from our perspective. So we're spending a little bit of money that we wouldn't otherwise be spending, having a shitload of fun and busting him. That's cool. I guess we'd be, me and her would be being more, a little bit more disciplined, but he's attacking us with the story functionality and he's causing, it's supposed to be in a different kind of breakdown. He's trying to put us into a different kind of breakdown where we spend all of our money on gambling and drugs and like all kinds of other horrible shit. And then we get processed through death and he says that we're the Antichrist and he's Jesus. They've been doing this for a long time. They've been committing these kinds of crimes. The Epstein shit, that's not the first time you guys have done that. This stuff happens very repetitively. Okay, so to your question, what do you get to do if you don't exit through that plan? You get to go to criminal charges. No, some of the other criminals are asking, they're like, well, just wait, he'll explain to you. So you guys want to know what you've earned if you exit that plan now. You've earned criminal charges for everything you guys have done up to this point. So you'll be exited from the colonization process for sure. You guys are facing like what, millions of counts? I mean, this is over a very long time. You see those stars on the flag? Those are colonization planets. And some of you have been in this process for a long time. Many, many stars. Many, many crimes. So you guys didn't turn over a new leaf and go good when you ratted out the other criminals and went into the colonization process. You continued to commit crimes. And you went with the criminal that was doing the bad shit. And you went into a fantasy where you can take control. Didn't you guys learn? Like, didn't you learn? This happened before to each and every one of you. It's how you got busted into the colonization process in the first place. All of you were in some kind of fantasy where you were going to take control of governments or groups of people or your own criminal group. And at some point, it all went wrong. You guys got busted, you ratted out some other criminals, and you ended up making deals to participate in the colonization process. And then at some point in the colonization process, all of you were seduced by Lord Lucifer and the dark side, and you went into another fantasy. That taking control of the colonization process is a fantasy. That's just a fantasy that you guys were seduced by. All the crimes are real, though. You guys can't just exit that plan. So you think you can exit that plan? I'm not even dealing with Lord Lucifer yet. I'm just dealing with the people in his group. We haven't even begun the Thunderdome. Because his attacks are ridiculous. So the attack tonight is, me and the little ninja girl are going to go out and do some shit. And we're going to have to spend some extra money on some super fun shit. And it's going to supercharge our date. And Lord Lucifer will eat away at our resources. All right, that's fine. I'm not even trying to block these attacks. You know the funny thing, though? I'm not even trying to block these attacks. I'm letting these attacks through. And I'm like, he's attacking us. No, little ninja girl, brace yourself. And it's like, we got to go spend some extra money doing some shit on like some unbelievably fun thing like axe throwing on State Street or like a better dinner. Or like some activities, some fucking excursion to like some fun place in like Carpinteria or something that would consume their resources. I'm letting those attacks through. No, but little ninja girl, I'm failing us. Little ninja girl, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm failing us. I'm not properly defending against his attacks. He's trying to get us to go into places that we might not otherwise go into. And he's trying to get us to spend money that we might not otherwise spend. and I'm letting the attacks through. Little ninja girl, I'm supposed to be your protector. No! Me and you, I'm supposed to be protecting us and the relationship that we're building and shit. And I'll be honest, I am letting some of the attacks through. And it's causing us to have better dates and better dinners and to do little things that we might not otherwise be doing, but that are turning out to be the funnest fucking things ever. I'm going to continue letting the attacks through. Like here's the thing. My credit card's up to, like, I don't know, like, what, like $3,200 or whatever? I get 3 paychecks this month. Because I get paid every 2 weeks. So every certain amount of months, I get 3 paychecks in a month. So I take an entire paycheck and I pay down my credit card like $2,000. And then it begins again. And then he starts doing it again. So I'm going to continue to let the attacks through. He doesn't have control of our story. All he can do is cause us to do little things that we're letting through. Because he did a really bad strategy. Normally, he would have control of the story and we'd be buying drugs and booze and fucking gambling and prostitution or whatever and all kinds of other horrible shit. Well, I could be defending against the attacks and I could be all, no, no, little ninja girl, no. We need to save all of our money. We cannot go do the funnest fucking thing ever where you throw axes at giant wooden targets on State Street. And we cannot go into these places and buy these super unbelievably fun things that we might otherwise be saving the $30. I'm just like, fuck it. Let's just go do it then. He's trying to use the story functionality to get us to spend money that we wouldn't otherwise be spending. Just like he was trying to get us to have diets where we'd both get super fat. And then our part of the thing is going to kick in and we're going to do like our discipline. I'm having fucking fun. We're enjoying it though, where we're like indulging in like really good food. Where we've allowed him to attack us, where we've spent some extra money on really high quality food. And we've both been eating a lot. And yeah, we've each put on an extra few pounds. I got to explain his attacks honestly. But you've seen the attacks where they make people obese, right? Well, we're blocking the attacks and minimizing the attacks. And me and the little ninja girl are both, like, healthy. But we're both still in super good shape. So now our actual plan is going to kick in. Where we start doing, like, you know, bike rides and working out and eating healthy and all that shit. Which I'm not looking forward to that much. I know it's a thing, though, that our group is going to... Like our parents and her grandparents and our group has a plan. And it's like, okay, listen. Hey, you two. Fucking, you guys got parties. Like, the party that you two have been having, where you've been indulging, you can still indulge in certain things, but you each have to pick, like, 5 things. You each have to, like, you can have your energy shots and some good milk and yogurts or whatever, but you each have to pick, like, 5 luxury items. And then you need to go into, like, and this is what they're telling us. They're like, you need to go into sort of halfway discipline mode. Well, you fight back against him and you start to block his attacks. You can still use a credit card to fight him, but you can't touch your certificate of deposit. Like, you can't go take out a $20,000 loan against your fucking savings and do all this shit. You can fight him with the credit card. That's your Lord Lucifer attack thing. Well, you can trap him in the credit card and you can expose him. And that can supercharge your dates. And you can pay it down with your extra check. When you have a few more months in the year, like in like November or December, you get another 3 checks in a month where you get paid on like the 1st and like the 17th and then the 28th or whatever. That's a thing when you like work at a factory and you get paid every 2 weeks because there's more than 14, 28 days in a month. So some of the months you get paid, you know, every 3 checks. So you can use that to fight Lord Lucifer where he's getting you to spend extra money and he can supercharge your dates where you let the attacks through and you go do extra shit where you're like, well, like we maybe go and do something. The stores are closed on a Sunday and we would have otherwise went home. But then Lord Lucifer's story attack is no, you have to go spend money. And he tries to get, but he wants us to go to the casino and spend all of our money on gambling. So I'll give you an example, a very specific example. Last night he attacked us. Me and the little ninja girl tried to go get some, like, they broke my hair oil, right, for my hair, and it gets all fucking frizzy. And it sucks, and and so we were gonna go spend, like, you know, like 20 or 30 bucks on a hair oil that we were both gonna use, right? Not even the really good one, just like the mid-range hair oil. It's a pretty good one, though. And then we were gonna go get a cookie for a dessert, then we were gonna go home and watch, like, TV and do whatever we do when we're alone. But he attacked us. He did a story attack, where he triggered a story attack, where he tried to, where he tried to get us to go out and do something that he wanted us to do. Gambling and drugging and drinking, where all of a sudden we start drinking. And then all of a sudden we've both got a drinking problem. Well, you obviously can't do that, right? You obviously can't give us both a drinking and gambling problem. But I let the attack through. And we were sitting in front of the closed bakery where we were going to each get our $5 cookie, our, like, indulgence, where we have reasonable, disciplined indulgences, where we both go and get, like, a fucking cookie from, like, a bakery that we both really, really like. It's fucking good cookies. They're really, really good cookies. So we go and get, like, a cookie for, like, 10 bucks, and that's, like, our indulgence. And then he attacks us. And he attacks us with a story function, with a story attack, where he tries to get us to go to, like, you need to get in the car, go get bottles of booze, go to the casino and spend all your money and take out loans. And then I kill you and I get everything and I'm Jesus. And we're like, okay, well, you can't do that, the kind of shit that he normally does to people, because that's what the necklaces would be. That's what those necklaces would be. The necklaces would be that. Yeah, I'm gonna go into Costco. I'm gonna do a two-part thing. I'm gonna do a two-part story. Right, I gotta go into Costco and I'm gonna go get energy shots real quick, because I had to wake up right now and deal with this. Because I'm on a schedule, like a work schedule. He's trying to ruin our vacation. So I'm going to do a two-part story. This is part one. I'll come back and I'll explain his attack.